Stephen, I would imagine pretty strange atmosphere out there tonight, given what's gone on and with Marcus.
Oh, yeah. I mean, terrible news. You're talking about the death.
Yeah.
You know, he texts me early today. Obviously, he's a good friend of mine. And, you know, it's just one of them. Oh, it's actually unbelievable, you know. It's hopefully never happened again, kind of thing. But I feel sorry for Marcus as well, because he's obviously practiced hard for this tournament, and there's no way could he get his head round just what's happened. And obviously a shame for, I think his name is Mark, his family and stuff.
Just about your match itself though, you came through against Stephen. What were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I thought it was a good match. I thought I started off strong, and I think it was 2-0 up and 50 up, and he cleared up, which just changed the whole swing of the match, and it went, you know, it could have went either way there. But I think my long potting was getting me out of trouble, and I was scoring off it, which always hurts. And I know it had been hurting him, because obviously we know each other's games inside out, so I thought it was quite a good game. But.
So you're pretty confident with your form and how it's going so far, and also in the build-up?
I wouldn't say that. It's only one match. I've not exactly played well this year at all. But, you know, it has to start somewhere, so I'll take it.
And now playing John Higgins next.
Yeah. Keep drawing the Scots together. At least one is going to be in the quarters, so... you know, he's going to start a strong favourite, which rightly so. And I've got nothing to lose, so I'll just go out and enjoy it.
Did you see much of his batch against Rory McLeod?
Yeah, he's just, you know, the usual. He's just very lucky, isn't he, all the time. I've actually not texted him yet, but I'll give him a text now. Rory had his chance, right enough, so, but, you know, it's one of these ones, but he played well.
You assume that he'll play better than that against you?
Yeah, oh, he always does. I mean, I think the last few times we've played, he lets me get into the lead and then he just crushes me. So maybe the only way I'll win is to let him get into the lead and maybe I can come back.
How much do you like playing him?
I don't think anybody likes playing John Higgins. Nothing to do with being a friend or anything, but he's just, at the moment, I'd say he's the best player in the world. And don't really want to play the best player in the world.
You said you're too good not to win tournaments. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Everybody keeps saying that, but... I'm not winning them.
Good memories here though, because when you beat David all those years back.
No, even though I know I've won it once, but it's before I won it, this is a place that I was playing well all the time. You know, Doherty beat me, Hunter beat me, and it was all good matches. And then I finally broke through, so York's always been quite good for me.
I think you sort of said when you played John of the Welsh, didn't you, last year, and sort of saying you were getting a bit frustrated, you felt you should be winning more, and it was just like a matter of time before it clicked.
Well, I hope so. Looking at some of the players that are winning the tournaments, I think I'm, you know, if not better, than the same as them. Yeah. So, you know, hopefully it's just a matter of consistency and, you know, getting the rubber the green at the right time, basically. Who knows?
You keep banging in the long pots, so you put pressure on people, which is what Amber Stevens now. He's missed a lot of long pots, hasn't he?
Yeah, he missed a few to let me in, which... You know, if he's potting his long ones, then he's in amongst the balls, and it was a different game. But he was scoring. He was scoring fine. His safety was different class. It's just his long game. You know, he's struggling with his long game, and you know, I hope he gets it back because he's a class act.
Do you still practice regularly with John Toomley, do you?
Yeah, me and John, you know, twice a week probably on average. So we know each other's games inside out as well.
Yeah. Make it more difficult, and you've played a lot of times.
I think we've played each other a few times now. I think we're past the stage. Yeah. You know, we go on and batter each other and forget about it afterwards. So.